Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. Returning again to the depths of the abyss, I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me as he always does is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Now, how are you feeling, Karsten? I heard you have the round two of the COVID.
I'm feeling surprisingly, COVID number two did not hit me as hard as it as the number one did. So, yeah.
Well, that's
just a little sore throat and headache. So.
Yeah. So, wishing you a speedy recovery. But before we kick off, of course, this is the Made in Abyss podcast now. So, any thoughts on season one? I mean, we liked it a lot. The bar was set high. It was excellent music. It was very suspenseful. So, any thoughts on season one before we kick off on season two?
I mean, the thing that catched me the most about season one was the locations. I mean, the animated locations. It's just so unique and special. All the places they went and in all the layers. Sure, and also the music was brilliant.
But playing devil's advocate here, I mean, if they were scaling a mountain instead of going down into a hole, wouldn't it just be the same, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, you couldn't build... I mean, you could, but you couldn't build so many different things on a mountain, I think.
Yeah, I guess just, so.
Yeah.
And season one was excellent. I mean, there was a lot of great scenes. I mean, the Miffy scenes was one of my favorite scenes in all of anime, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we take that as a starting point, and then we shall soldier on and stare into the abyss, and the abyss doesn't really stare back at us, because it keeps its secrets very well hidden. So, I mean, picking off from... Or we will pick up from the third episode in season two. So what we will cover in this podcast will be the third film, Dawn of the Deep Soul, I think it's called, and then the three episodes of season two. Let's start off where we left off years ago. So that's basically where Reg and Rico have teamed up with Nanachi, who finally, thanks to Reg, is able to end Miffy's suffering, which is something they promised to try to do at some point. And now they are finally ready to leave the fifth layer and dive into the sixth layer. But of course their paths are destined to cross with the White Whistle Bondaru, who is sort of the kind of the gatekeeper of the sixth layer. And I think that is basically where the third film starts, develops, and concludes. So what do you think of that, Karsten?
Yeah, I mean, I think they went from the fourth to the fifth. I'm not sure, but
I don't think the numbers are that important, though. I mean, they're just going down.
Yeah,
but yeah,
of course. I kind of thought it was a little. I mean, I watched it when it came out, probably. In 2020, and watch it again now for this.
Yeah,
maybe longer ago. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, being reintroduced to Bondru's sick and twisted ways. I mean, he's a hero of yours, right, Karsten?
No, that guy can fuck right off. The things he has done to all those kids, I mean, he makes the Full Metal Alchemist guy seem like a saint.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Full Metal Alchemist guy was forced into a corner, and then he did what he did. He was probably not a good person to begin with, but he kind of loved his daughter in a way, and I thought to myself, he must have some redeeming qualities now that we meet him again. And I said, oh, he loves his daughter. Okay, that's his redeeming quality. And I guess he also does love his daughter, but not in the traditional way.
No, it's more like, what can I gain from doing things? It's quite self-centered.
Yeah, I don't
think... Then again, he does it in the name of science.
Scale, though, because he is totally... illogical when it comes to, like, relationships.
Yeah.
So yeah, the film is basically Bondru wanting to experiment on them and the kids wanting to incapacitate him because for some reason they need a white whistle to be able to progress, and it has to be the actual owner that uses it, I think. And they learn that the whistle is created by love. I don't know. Do you want to explain that? I didn't quite
No,
understand.
I didn't quite sum it up really. It's based on love, but also they can produce it by sacrificing humans in a way. And
So, do you want to hazard a guess to how the other people got their whistles?
no, not I mean it, you would sacrifice everything to go down to the sixth layer because you can't get up. So you would probably sacrifice your teammates and everyone you know.
Yeah, and I mean, where is Ruko's father? Is that the whistle? Is that Lisa's whistle? Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't. Ozen probably has like a significant other too. We don't see that person either. So I'm just saying. I'm just speculating, of course, but yeah.
Probably something they learn later down the road.
Yeah, of course, and I mean, Bondru is unique because he's used himself to create the whistle. Because I don't know, he's created an aspect of himself separate, so he can just send his conscience to whatever henchman he wants, I think, because he's rejected his mortal body and now he has a whistle of himself.
It's like a think Horcruxes from Harry Potter only I mean yeah sums it up I think.
Yeah, and like, from this, we get a couple of very enjoyable fights. I don't know what you think of the fights. I think they do a lot with Reg and his arms and the way he can move through. I mean, the ad adaptations of him spinning his arms to propel himself, for example. I think that's great.
And also the animation is top class. I mean we can't praise it enough.
Of course, they would do that for a film, though, I think so. I think that's bare minimum when it comes to a film.
Yeah, but I mean if you just watched season 1 2,
Yeah.
I think we highlighted it in our previous episode of this, which was one of the first ones we ever did on this podcast. And
Yeah,
I do not
so.
recommend you going back to it because yeah. It's painful.
It's the dark days.
Yeah.
So yeah, in my opinion, it's basically how well can Nanachi and Rico direct Reg to fight Bondru, basically, because Reg is the only one with combat abilities here.
Yeah. And also
And
he
he's pretty
kind
stupid. Reg is pretty stupid when it comes to tactics.
And especially in pressured moments, he kind of gets frustrated and lost.
Yeah, and we get reintroduced to like a new kind of stake now because it's like, oh, you're gonna run out of power if you use your trump card too often.
No, it's from season 1 2, where he used the beam and he had to after 15 minutes or so. He sleeps for 4 hours
Yeah,
or more.
but now they tell us that he has a limited amount of uses. Because he has a limited amount of power supply, I think.
Yes. Which will probably see somewhere down the road
Yeah,
get
probably.
refills or yeah. I mean, it's only power move they have, really.
Yeah, it's a get out of jail free card, and then they'll have to run away after that if anything survives. I mean, there's a couple of fucked up things happening in this episode, and fair enough, the show is rated R plus, actually, I think.
I think it's 18,
Yeah, yeah.
if I don't.
Yes, R plus. So, there's some very fucked up things that happens. Bondru is experimenting on kids, and every single kid basically. It doesn't matter who
Yeah.
you are, basically. It doesn't matter if, like, you have a, not even his own daughter is what I'm getting at. But yeah, that's but I don't think
Yeah,
she's
and
actually his daughter, right?
no, she was born from a henchman, one of the helmet guys.
But isn't that
But
actually Bondru, though?
no,
Okay.
only in when he transferred the mask or helmet, he goes from it's probably his consciousness that inhabits the body. So his body is probably destroyed already when they made a sacrifice to get the whistle.
So what he does is he cuts into children to create like a suitcase that'll protect him from the curse of ascending, I think.
Yes.
And when that is used, they are basically used up. And what he plans to do is to get this child, Prisca, to love him. And I think with that love, he expects to grant the blessing of the abyss instead of the curse, I think is his grand plan. Did
Yeah, and
I
I think it
misunderstand?
needs to be. No, it's totally true. The blessing of the abyss is Nanashi. She's the blessing. She
I
ascended
wouldn't call
and
that a
didn't
blessing, but
turn.
yeah, sure, that's what he
I
calls it,
mean,
yes.
yeah, it's a blessing because you retain your consciousness and a human-like form. But all the those who doesn't receive the blessing, they kind of turn into a ditto kind of monster from Pokemon or.
So
A
Nanachi
slime.
received the blessing because of Miffy, right?
Yes,
That's what they're
love
getting
from
at.
Mithy. Yeah.
So that is what he's trying to replicate. But I think his experiment, did it succeed or did it backfire? Or did it succeed in both things? It both created the whistle and it granted him the blessing, or didn't it grant him the blessing?
Didn't seem like it granted him the blessing
Well, he got
because.
all the furry parts, right? But he had to abandon the body afterwards, so maybe it was like a moot point. He lost the
Yeah.
blessing after he got the blessing.
Yeah, because they had to change.
Yeah,
I
because
mean,
what we're neglecting is that Reg is able to destroy his body quite a lot, but he always has substitutes. He can always inhabit something else. So he's
yeah.
basically just a Hydra, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they did say towards the end that he didn't have that many left that he could use. So it's probably a limited amount of
But I don't
people.
think. Are they implying that they could have actually finished him off? Because I don't think they could have.
I mean, just bury the helmet. Take the helmet with you down to sixth layer or something.
Yeah,
I think they
but
implied, but.
Reg is spent, right?
Yeah, but the kind of Nanashi kind of lets it on that
All right, yeah.
because they got away and he got away, they kind of meet an impasse on yeah, at least.
I can respect that. So he wasted his daughter, and Rico got a whistle, I guess.
Yeah. And I just have to say, some things in this show is kind of morbid.
It's
you're going around.
completely unnecessary, a lot of it, but I mean it's also what I would guess would happen in a situation like this. So it's probably realistic, but the case that it'll never happen makes it not realistic. Right?
Yeah.
I mean all the rapes that come in the next episode. I think that's probably realistic, but they're pretty unnecessary, right? A lot of them.
Yeah, and I mean that all this penis stuff
Yeah,
kinda
yeah.
just seems I mean it just seems overplayed from the first season
Yeah, I
and just
mean
continuing with it and And
I mean, we're
now,
just stupid Westerners that are unused. Maybe this is totally normal.
I don't
I
think
guess
so.
we've
No,
been pretty
no, no,
okay.
no, no. This show is special. I mean, I have seen a lot of comments on it on the line, and
Yeah,
I mean,
but
yeah,
from
I
Westerners,
mean,
right?
yeah. Oh, sure.
I mean, Berserk is on a similar vein. I mean, not completely. I think Berserk is equally on this line. But I think Berserk goes into the like it falls more naturally that
Yeah,
rapes
I
would
mean, it feels
happen.
in the violence.
But
This is
here
not.
is that like penis just because it can. It's basically what
Yeah,
I'm trying to get at.
and I mean, it's chibi characters, you know. It's yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, Berserk it's used on. Yeah, no,
But you
not.
know, if you watch like older Nordic films, there's a lot of penis in them because all of the Nordic directors are insane. So, compared to American audiences, there's a lot of penis and nudity in Nordic films. But
One of
we're
the
getting off
reasons why,
topic.
yeah.
Yes. We get a whistle, we descend, and cue episode one of season one. And then we get the storylines tangled because then there starts like a new arc of a flashback of like, I would call them the Pilgrims, the first settlers, but just like the American first settlers, they weren't the first settlers. There were people there
Yeah,
before them.
many people, and I mean, I kind of get lost.
Yeah, it wasn't very interesting actually, even though there was a lot of rape. So
No.
they have a relic, a compass, and when that compass points straight down, they will find the City of Gold.
And you
And we
know what this is
find,
a flashback to,
yeah.
or an. The one that Rico found right before she found the reg.
Yeah. And I mean, that's basically just in documenting probably the first settlers on top of the Abyss's journey to get to the Abyss. And I think as we get to episode three, we might see a slight intersection of current and ancient storyline with the Hollow Princess, but I don't know because the episode ends right there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be quite interesting to see episode four before
Yeah, but
getting into
it
this
was a
review.
terrible point for cutoff point for us. I mean, because we
Yeah.
don't know anything. Because basically, what has happened since they left Bondru, they haven't gotten anywhere at all. They've just
I mean, I wouldn't
moved
say that I
along a
wouldn't.
couple of miles, and then they've got to a city where with a bunch of hollows, which has these weird laws of value that has to be paid. And I sincerely hope this isn't the end point of the Abyss. I hope there's something after this because this isn't what I want the Abyss to be.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you could say that, but this is what the Abyss is for me. This city with you see, it's kind of like painting-esque. It's so different from the up from up on the towns.
Yeah, but I just want
And
I
also these different rules. You know, you don't have these rules. The city. This one monster, or I wouldn't say monster, Hollow, hurts Minya or whatever the pet from Pjuska,
Yes.
and he has to pay
He has to
value
repent.
because he repent. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, throwing religion into it. Yeah, and they just take all his stuff from him,
Yes,
and
but that was because Riko didn't catch on because she said it was priceless, and I think she's even like kind of feeling sorry for this character, this Hollow, who has everything ripped from him, all everything he has ever loved taken from them before their very eyes, because she said that this pet was priceless, which is true, but I mean
Yeah, you can't
careful
value
what you
life.
wish for, I mean.
I mean, there's some interesting stuff happening also with the white whistle for Rico. It's
Yeah.
getting hammered and they're turning it into a musical instrument. It's kind of yeah.
We're
I think
probably
we're in
gonna
for a
see it again
treat.
as a whistle, but yeah. Probably more aesthetic, I think.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at is that I hope the Abyss would be Cthulhu and monsters, Lovecraftian monsters. I mean, well, it means the same, but yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I wouldn't call it Lovecraftian, but it's certainly monsters and twisted reality down there.
Yeah, but everyone seems so reasonable, right?
Yeah.
People
Yeah,
could live
yeah.
there, no problem. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
you're making a point there, yeah.
So, who is this character that stole their things during the night? That's clearly rules this place. That has their symbol on the currency. That's is being super creepy and stuffing kids' hairs into anuses of small animals.
I mean, you're unnecessary, yeah.
Yeah? Who is this person? Is it a white whistle?
No, it's probably the Hollow Princess.
Okay.
And she was in the flashback, so
But
we'll
I thought the
probably.
Hollows didn't have anything to do with it because they didn't know what happened. Because for them, if they had stolen, they would have to repent.
No, only inside a city or
Okay,
the
okay.
village.
Fair
They kind
enough.
of make very clear on that.
So they're
Only if you
hypocrites.
do bad things in the city.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah. I mean, it's not hypocritical, but it's just a well-versed rule that they have.
Yes,
It's
so.
kind of like, yeah, I mean, we live in Norway, we have different rules from, let's say Sweden. We have some different rules.
Well,
Or maybe.
actually, I think we have the same rules because of the EU, sadly,
Yeah,
because we're part
okay,
of
yeah.
like some stupid trade agreement that gives us all the same rules as the EU, but yeah.
Probably bad, yeah. I mean, maybe Norway and, let's say, Japan. We
Yeah,
have
sure.
very many different rules.
Excellent,
Yeah.
excellent example.
Yeah. I don't know why I went with Sweden. Probably the corona. Yeah.
So yeah, what do you think happened to the Suicide Squad party that was sent to explore? Are they Hollows now, or where did they go?
I mean, it kind of seems like that. We need to get more information,
They
but
all had names though, so they should be pretty recognizable. And I don't think I
yeah.
recognize anyone here.
But then again, if they try to climb up
And someone
again,
had to settle on the top to create the city that's there now, I guess.
yeah, probably some of them. I mean, there was a native village there, but
Oh,
probably
yeah.
more people.
Yeah, but I don't think the native village was our. Yeah, I don't think they are. Because I don't think the native village would want to head down.
No, they think of it as kind of hell, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But then again, they had so many people with them. So m many probably stayed on the top, and many sailed back home to. They probably
I don't think
explored
anyone
layer
sailed
one, layer
back
two,
because
and.
I think that's the point of the suicide mission. It's a one-way trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of very colorful characters in that party, and they're not gonna just die off without us getting anything from them, because they have different color hair, different colored eyes. There is some intent behind these characters.
Yeah, and they must have something to do with Reg. Something we need to get clear who he is and why he came up soon.
Why he was sent up, I think. I think he was sent
Yeah.
up, yes.
And where is Rico's mother? I think maybe we get the answer on in this season.
Well, yeah, she doesn't have her whistle, so, I mean, it would be a shame if she's dead. I
Yeah.
hope she's not dead, but she might be dead. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think
Hard
she'll
to.
be totally unrecognizable in some form, and then she's gonna be a real reveal that, oh, that's her.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
She's probably under our noses right now.
I
And
try
the question
to.
is, if is she a good or a bad person?
Yeah. Could she tell the difference for from who her daughter was, or yeah. The main thing I think is in the voice acting department, we see Bondrew is coming back as a supporting character. Probably something to do with yeah, action down the line. Or maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I
And
thought
also
the
this.
voice acting was better in season one, but maybe that's because I remember it a little bit better.
Yeah, I think you especially said that the voice acting wasn't that all that. It was
Oh,
bland then, yeah.
I'm not so sure I said that, but maybe I did. But I think the interesting part is that now they're a lot older, right? The voice actresses.
Yeah.
There's probably only girls who play the trio, I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, you can hear Killua
Yes,
coming from
it's
Reg.
Killua, but I would assume it's very as more and more difficult to do like a kid voice the older you get. I don't know
Probably.
though, but yes, I would assume so. I also thought Nanachi had better noises in season one. She had a lot of very interesting noises. She still has though, but yeah. But I think basically Made in Abyss is like a very interesting case study in the offer. Do you think he's a furry?
He's definitely a pervert of some sort. I mean, there's something weird going. Yeah.
It's
I
perfectly
can't
okay
just.
to have like fetishes, I think, but I mean, there's a lot of children involved, so yeah.
Sure.
Who
I mean,
knows?
yeah. I mean, it's just getting so repetitive with the. Yeah.
And there's a lot of like poop related jokes too, which is
I mean, yeah,
they're
when they
necessary too, but I mean, it's
descending from
totally
this.
natural that you need to poop when you're on an adventure. It's like normal, like James Bond. You've never seen James Bond take a shit, so
No.
they just neglect that. This offer has not neglected that, but is it necessary? Question mark.
I mean, yeah, sure. Not really.
And
I
also,
mean,
this
it's
is an interesting meme. It's like the, oh, food always looks good in anime, and Made in Abyss has made a point that no, food is not supposed to look good in anime. We're gonna animate the most disgusting food. It's gonna wriggle around. It's gonna be disgusting. There's gonna be flies. There's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be as unappetizing as possible.
I mean,
And
don't tell me
I
you
think that
wouldn't
is
eat
great. I think
that.
that is great that they did that.
Yeah, but don't tell me you wouldn't eat this deep fried egg thing. Because that looked delicious.
That is a very interesting egg, though, because egg is supposed to be one cell, right? And why is there is a
Yeah.
bunch of living things inside one egg?
And it's kind of spiral shaped outside.
Interesting egg. But sure, yeah, I would probably eat it if it's basically done like a tempura, like a shrimp, like a king prawn.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, and also you have your own food tester with you if it's poisoned or bad. You can't kill Reg with
Yeah,
fucking
but he
poison.
couldn't tell that the food would make Riko sick. She's so frail. It's insane.
Yeah, it's
Actually.
kind of one of the things you know, you take I mean, she's a fish out of water. She's
The
the
only
one thing
thing
that
she has
wasn't
is like the optimism, because at the
yeah, and the
start of the
knowledge.
anime, she was like head and shoulders above everyone else in the orphanage. And then Reg shows up and he's like, well, he's inhuman. And then when they go down into the layers, Riko just becomes totally useless. So it's like a struggle just to keep her relevant, I think.
Yeah, I mean, she's the you have this book of knowledge that you drag with you,
Yeah, she's like the
and
only
team
reason
leader,
they
of
want to
course.
go deeper.
Yeah, I mean, we know the journey is the main goal here.
They're gonna get more friends probably. I don't doubt that, but can they ever return? Right?
Yeah, that's the big
Because
question.
the big thing about Layer 6 is that you cannot return without
No.
and still retain your humanity. But what is interesting is that both Reg and Riko is
Not
made in
Jim.
Abyss.
Yeah.
They are both from the
Yeah.
Abyss, so I don't think that rule will apply to them.
I think it will apply to Rico because we have seen all the layers affect her.
Yeah, but maybe it won't, because she is, in fact, made in Abyss. Oh, title drop.
Yeah, boom, boom, shakalaka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Now,
has to mean something, right?
I mean,
I don't
there
know.
has to be something deeper inside Layer 6. It has to be something more mystical. It has to be bigger than this.
Is layer 6 the last layer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not sure, but yeah. Okay. Now I have to do research.
If
I
it's the
do have it
last
in a
layer,
book,
I'm gonna
though.
be a little disappointed. I want to go deeper. And there'll always be something deeper. That's the
Yeah.
interesting part of things. You can always go beyond, even further beyond, plus ultra.
Yeah, I think it's deeper, but you don't get the ascending sickness.
Yeah, the ascending sickness is very interesting. It's like you have to always be vigilant of when it applies, and sometimes it doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's this force field
That's
that they have.
Nanachi conveniently can see.
Yeah, plot armor.
Well, I mean, she's suffered so much that I think she can have a pass on that. So I think that's fine. Oh, by the way, we did discuss a little detail there. Do you think what do you think she meant when she said she's gonna see Miffy again? She doesn't expect she's gonna survive this?
I think maybe it just
Because Riko was like in the optimistic vein of we don't know what is in the abyss. Maybe there's like a stone that revitalizes people, or maybe something like that. I think that was
yeah,
R what Riko thought. And
because
yeah.
because Rico needed to teach Nanachi how to cook to feed Mithy excellent flavors. I mean, probably something mistranslated or
Yeah.
So
No, I
when you
think.
watched episode one, did you think that the guy or girl was Reg on the boat, or
No.
I had my doubts at first, but I
Oh,
thought it was
you
Reg.
mean the one with the compass, right?
Yeah, the one with the compass.
Yeah, poor person. I'm I wasn't actually paying a lot of attention because I was wanting the story to move on. That's basically what happens when they sidetrack in the middle of something interesting. And
Yeah,
I
fair.
desperately want to jump back to the main story. But what I got out of it was that they found the compass on like a shipwreck or something like that, or there's was like a stranded
A stranded mad
boat, I
person.
guess. Yes,
Yeah.
it was probably wasn't mad. It probably was more reasonable than everyone else, but they didn't realize it yet.
Yeah, because there have been people there before in the abyss
Yeah.
that were more
I think
violent
what we
than
need to discuss is how they picked up on like the person they took with them from the surface, which I think is the Hollow Princess. Where did they pick her up? And why did they pick her up?
Yeah, she was their guide down. And she
Okay.
had been exiled because she can't bear children. And how they know that she
Oh,
can bear children?
that's very interesting, actually. That's horrible. Hopefully it was because she would didn't have childbearing hips. They just looked at her and had you don't have enough fat, body fat to bear children.
Probably not with this creator.
Yeah, no. Maybe it was because she didn't have a period yet. Hopefully that's why. But no, it probably wasn't that either.
Stop
Yeah,
trying to
so
corner us here. I mean, it's interesting to see where this will go, if it's called
it'll go down.
go down, yeah.
So yeah, how many episodes is season 2? 12?
Well, I think.
Okay. So there's, I mean, if they had animated the film, I guess it would have been like 4 episodes or something like that. So, there's gonna be like a resolution to this like Hollow Queen encounter. Then they're gonna move on. And then hopefully they're gonna meet someone. And then the season is gonna end, I think.
I
On
think
a
it's
cliffhanger, I would guess.
yeah, of course. I haven't kept up with the manga or the web manga.
No, me neither. I haven't read any of the manga.
No, I bought 4 books, and that's just enough for I mean season one, I think 4 or 5 books. So I should probably get around to reading it, but I have so much other things to read.
Yeah, I mean, because before season, or with only season one, I thought the entire point of this was like a thinly veiled advertising for euthanasia or something like that, or mercy killing. But I guess it's not about that at all. We'll see where this leads. Did you watch the opening and ending in any particular? Did you pay
Yeah,
attention to
I
them?
mean, the opening was brilliantly animated, and I mean, it's not as good music as the first season, but it's
No,
still
it's
Kevin
definitely
Pinkin.
not as good music, but I guess they haven't like had any very dramatic scenes to put the music in yet.
No, I think the film used the music to an excellent capacity. And it's still the same composer as the first season.
I don't think the opening and ending fit as well with what is happening on screen though as the first, like, because there was something about the spirit of adventure of number one that's the opening and ending fit much better too.
Yeah, you could say that, but also it's kind of more like not cave, but rural sounding music.
Okay.
It's more like a village theme. So I think it fits very nicely with where we're going. So
Where are we going?
yeah. We'll see in the next episode, I think. I think a lot of things will unravel there.
Hopefully. I think I'm basically out of talking points. Do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, I mean, animation is great. It's top quality.
Like, as expected, it's great. It's like, oh, what's it called?
The citrus.
Cinema Citrus. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And they don't really do a lot of things. They do like Shield Hero, but there's not like, we don't see them every season with something, I think.
Yeah, they're kind of in the middle of seasons, I think. So,
The usual stuff. Follow us
yeah.
where?
Follow us on Twitter, SoundCloud, the Casual Anime Pod. Casual Anime Podcast. We do come out with episodes once a while. Been more recently, later.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
what to expect is that we do an episode when we can, and don't expect one every week, but we'll do as one as often as we can, basically. So,
Yeah, and also if we kind of find something interesting to watch,
yes.
it's
And we do appreciate you a lot. So thank you very much for watching.
Yes,
Until
thank
next
you.
time.
Goodbye.